Happy MLK Day, everyone. In this week's news, a vigil held in honor of a young man killed in Ypsilanti Township Park, info on close-up theater troops, anticipated MLK performances, as well as an opportunity to become a part of the Eastern Pride Identity Coalition. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and you're listening to the Eastern Echo Podcast. On January 13th, a vigil was held at St. Matthew's Methodist Church to honor the life of Brian Trey Matthews. On January 11th, police responded to a shooting near Ypsilanti Township Park. Trey was found with multiple gunshot wounds and died at the hospital as a result of his injuries. As a result of his death, his family has started a social movement to raise awareness on gun violence with the hashtag #HisNameIsTrey. You can visit our website for further details on the story. Trey's death is still an ongoing investigation. If you have any information, please call Detective Tom Bolvin at 734-973-4625. You can also reach him at bovint@washtenaw.org. Here are the events you can look forward to this week at EMU. Close Up Theater Troupe is holding a performance today in the Student Center Auditorium at 4:30. The troupe will tackle racism, stereotypes, and their own life experiences through acting. This is a free event. Doors open at 4 p.m. The second showing starts at 7 p.m. and the doors open at 6:30. If you're a gamer, then you don't want to miss Drunken Mario Kart on Tuesday in Walton Hall from 6 to 8 p.m. Participants will have to wear drunk goggles while racing. For more information, you can contact Nick Pomonte at npomante@emish.edu. This event is free, but is not LBC approved. On Wednesday, the Eastern Pride Identity Coalition, also known as EPIC, is hosting a panel training from 4 to 5:30 p.m. in the Student Center, room 204. The coalition consists of faculty, students, and community members who educate others about their experience within the LGBTQ+ community. If you're interested in this event, you can contact Amy Finkenbein at emu_epic@emish.edu. On Thursday at Strong Hall Auditorium from 4 to 5:15 p.m., Professor John McCurdy will be holding a discussion on Quarters. The book covers military power and how that power influenced revolutionary America. This event is free and LBC approved. For more information, contact Ashley Bavery at abavery@emish.edu. Are you looking for something fun to do this weekend? On Friday at 7 p.m., the Student Center Auditorium will be showing Gemini Man, featuring Will Smith. This movie is rated PG-13. On Saturday, Winterfest will be taking place at the Rolling Hills Metro Park from 12 to 3 p.m. This event costs $5. Attendees are encouraged to bring hats and gloves to donate to the Ypsilanti Clothes Closet. If you are a parent or you have little siblings, nieces, or nephews, then you don't want to miss PJ Masks Live at the Convocation Center on Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets for this event range from $25 to $60. Children 12 and under must have a parent or guardian with them. Visit www.emutix.com for more information. In sports news, the women's basketball team faces Central Michigan University at the Convocation Center on January 22nd at 7 p.m. This is the last event of EMU's MLK celebration, with performances featuring the EMU Gospel Choir. When you call the EMU ticket office, mention MLK Day and you can get an $8 ticket. You can reach the ticket office at 734-487-3669. On Friday, January 24th, our gymnastics team faces Western Michigan University at the Convocation Center from 6 to 8 p.m. This meet is free and open to the public. On January 25th, the women's basketball team goes up against Northern Illinois at the Convocation Center at 2 p.m. To get a ticket, you can call the ticket office or visit emutix.com. To our listeners, thank you so much for listening to another episode, and don't forget to tune in to our Thursday episodes, and also tune in again next Monday when we bring in updated news and events. Until then, this is Liz Horniak signing off.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kabun-Sugg and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo Podcast.